face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Why the hell would you stay in New England unless you're just a lifer there and that's where you want to be no matter what? Or unless you learn that Bill Belichick is definitely planning on leaving soon and you're guaranteed to succeed him as the head coach for Mr. Robert Kraft in New England. To me, if that's not the guarantee, then what are you afraid of? Go for it, because the last time we saw you as a head coach, it wasn't ultra impressive in Denver, A. And B, you did renege on accepting the Indianapolis coach job, which was not a good look. The opportunity is there for you right now in Cleveland. And as far as I'm concerned, the only excuse not to take it, is if Mr. Kraft says Bill Belichick is leaving soon and you are without question scheduled to succeed him. That's it.
So I'm with Stephen A. on that. Time to poop or get off the pot, Josh. And, you know, I'm sure it's not a perfect situation. You don't get the perfect situation.
That's why they're looking for a coach.
Right. Well, but also, you haven't earned it. You know, Nick Saban has the right to sit there and say, I'm not going to the NFL unless it's a perfect situation. Fine. An established guy can say, if Josh is waiting for the perfect situation, who are you? Why do you deserve? You know, you're going to, like most coaches who have to prove themselves, you're going to go somewhere where, A, maybe you have a GM and you have to answer to somebody. B, the ownership's a little unstable or there's something wrong up top because, well, that's why they need the coach in the first place, because they've mismanagement to begin with. Or there's a little something wrong with the roster. You don't get to, you're not going to get a perfect situation. And if Bill's really done you dirty here by preventing you from interviewing in Carolina or New York, if he helped box you out of those jobs, which is what some of the reporting has indicated this week, and you're being offered the Cleveland Browns job with a good roster and a good young quarterback, take the job. Take the job, win 10 games, go from there.
I mean, to me, he wanted this job last year, and they hired Kitchens.
You know, when Bill first got here, he had a boss. They were very cagey about it, about, you know, Bill, do you have full personnel power? Do you have full personnel power? He said he did. He claimed he did, but Wozniak was still here. And not that Wozniak was picking players, but Andy Wozniak, remember him?
And sure,
he used to be the cap guy. And like,
yeah, right. He was the numbers guy.
When it was, they used to have the three-headed monster of Pete, Bobby Greer. Pete did the coaching, Greer did the general managing, and Andy Wozniak was like the cap guru, president, money guy. And when Bill first got here, Wozniak was still here. Wozniak, they blew him out like 2-3 years later. Bill didn't get full control of the building for a couple of years. He had to prove himself first. So, like, I'm sorry. Like, you're not going to get that. You don't deserve that. Go answer to the man, win some football games, and then do what all these guys do. By a back channel, stab the GM in the back and get him out of here. And then, you know, carve out your own thing. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, play dirty pool.
That's what they all do.
Well, of course they do. Yeah, look, and again, and let's not forget, and I'm sorry, I keep going back to this. I'm never going to let this go. You can't agree to coach a team and then hire assistants and bail on them and not think it's going to affect your marketability going forward.
Right. You can't keep getting on the private jet, Josh, with your wife and then, you know, getting cold feet at the altar.
I'll tell you what, if they hire the Vikings OC, is Kevin Stefanski, is that his name?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, if they hire him over McDaniels, ooh, that's a bad sign. If you're McDaniels, that's a bad sign. That means the Giants hired Judge.
But what if they offer to Josh, but he turns it down because, no, I don't want to work for a GM?
Okay, but that's different. That's different. I said if they go to Stefanski, or if they pick Stefanski over McDaniels, That's a bad sign for McDaniels.
But I don't think these things are in a vacuum, you understand. Like, for example, the Giants, one of the reasons they wanted Joe Judge over Josh McDaniels is because they know Joe Judge wouldn't push back on Dave Gettleman, the GM. Dave Gettleman doesn't want the coach stabbing him in the back or butting heads with him. He wants a coach to answer to the GM, which I think is stupid, by the way. But be that as it may, that's what they want. So what if the Browns are the same way? They got some baseball nerd running the thing.
Okay, but the point is and that's fine. Either way, ultimately, it's a reflection on McDaniels that he either wants the perfect situation or, you know, he can't commit to something or whatever. Mike, how many job interviews has the guy had?
No, I'm with you. He's a CT.
It goes through every year. It's the same thing. And his old man was lobbying behind the scenes for the Browns job last year, and they gave it to Freddie Kitchens. So now they fly him in with his wife on the private jet, and if they were to offer him the job, he's going to say no?
Oh.
Like, dude.
Right. So this is exactly what I'm telling you. If they offer you the job, I don't want to hear about how you don't like the GM or you want full control or you don't like the instability of ownership. You know, I don't want to hear this. If they offer you the job, take the job.
I mean, if I were in another, if he turns this down, and again, I'm saying under the scenario that they offer him the job first and he says, you know what, I have reservations, I'm not going to do it, and he backs out. If I'm the owner of another team, you know what I would tell my football operations?
Never again, never.
Right. Don't ever bring his name to me again.
Don't ever mention him to me again.
He's dead.
Totally.
Seriously, I'm done with this guy. Like, it's over and over and over, and he never takes a freaking job.
Okay, so there's your Josh McDaniels update. As soon as something develops there in Cleveland, we'll let you know. In fact, Mark in Orlando wants to talk about it here on Agenda Free Friday that is brought to you by our friends at the Bernardi Auto Group. Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
So my question is this. Is it possible that McDaniels, if he doesn't take the job with the Browns today, and if the Texans with Bill O'Brien lose in the playoffs, is that a spot that's open? And check my facts, but I believe the whole Nick Caserio thing, is lined up to be the GM for the Texans.
Yeah.
If Josh doesn't take the job and the Texans lose, is that still a possibility? And that would be a really good situation for him.
So, look, I would look at him. I mean, through all my Josh bashing just now, I think he deserves another crack. I want to see him get another job. He deserves another shot at it. Sometimes the second time is when you hit on these guys. And so, like, if I were a team, I'd hire him. I keep saying, as a Packer fan, I would have been fine with the Packers hiring him last year. I wanted them. I wanted them to hire Josh over the guy they got now. So all that being said, if I'm Houston, I take a look at him. Do you think Houston, though, if they did, and I don't know if this is on the table, but if they fired Bill O'Brien, would they want to bring in another Patriots offensive coordinator right after they fired the last Patriots offensive coordinator?
Great question.
I'm like, wouldn't it be like we need to go in a different direction here?
Great question.
But I don't know. Maybe there is a match there with Caserio and Josh.
Tell you what, if I were any team, I'd have reservations about hiring a Patriot assistant.
They
all suck everywhere they go.
Sorry. Mary Manchester, hi.
Hi, Mike. Hi, guys. So I missed your coverage on Brady this week because I've been away, but I know you guys are all sort of ready to move on from him. But I was calling because I was hoping that they actually come to terms with him and that he comes back. I think that, Brady can still play. I just don't think he had a good supporting cast around him this year. And I also just would like to see him have that fairy tale ending. I mean, I think that's just as equally compelling story as a new guy coming in. And I know it doesn't historically work out. I know it didn't work out for Montana, Favre, and Manning. But I think that Brady's always been the exception to the rule. And I was hoping that, you know, he will continue to be the exception to the rule.
Okay, I can understand that, Mary. I thought he would, too. I thought it'd end differently here than it's ended elsewhere. Because everything about this has been different. Everything about this run has been different and better and setting standards. So I thought it would be that one case where the guy walks off into the sunset with one team. And that doesn't even mean winning at the end.
Still might.
But I'm telling you what, if Brady retired right now, he's still going out on top. And I'm not telling you that this was a great year, but, you know, he didn't go out on the back of some golf cart like Brett Favre. He didn't go out hobbling around getting blown out 63-3 or whatever. What was the Marino game Murray keeps talking about?
62-7, I believe it was.
You know, it's not like that. It's not like, no, he still looked like a good NFL quarterback for a team that won his division and made the playoffs. He's still going out on top after making four of the previous five Super Bowls. He's going out on top. So I thought that would happen. It's not. I'm surprised. I mean, Mary, do you really want him to come back under the current conditions where it's this dysfunctional? where he can't get on the same page with young receivers. He can't get on the same page with new receivers. He doesn't work with these guys in the offseason. If they lose their offensive coordinator, he's going to have to help break in a new offensive coordinator. Is he going to do that from Monaco in April, or is he going to show up? And if they lowball him on the contract and he takes another contract that's below market that he's resentful of, is he going to give you full engagement? Because he hasn't really given you that the last couple of years. And how has that worked out? And there was a new one today. I was listening to the Midday Show. They played the Tom Curran podcast where Curran said that Brady had even sort of been edged out of some of the game planning stuff this year, that they weren't including him and involving him in the game planning decisions and some of these other stuff like they have in the past. Which is like, which I'm going to put together with a little back and forth that now I think is developing, where we had this Belichick cut from last month where Belichick said, well, there's all these times where Tom Brady hasn't been able to practice this year. So Stitt has been getting all this work, and it's good that he's been getting that work because there have been a lot of instances this year where Tom has not been able to practice. And so this is Bill saying, yeah, you know, never mind the offseason. He doesn't practice during the season. So how can we get on the same page with everybody when he's not even out there? Brady's answer? Yeah, I'm here and they're not even letting me get involved in the game plan. And I'm not involved in these meetings like I used to be. They're not relying on me like they used to for my input. And so how am I supposed to get on the same page with everybody when they're not letting me into these decisions? And it's just this little subtle back and forth, little unraveling that I think continues. And I don't think it's intentional that, you know, Brady intentionally leaked that to Curran or Bill intentionally said that to the media to get at each other. They're just telling you how they feel. And this is how Bill feels. Well, he's not out there. He's not out there, never mind the offseason. He's not out there on Wednesdays during the season. So he can't develop a rhythm with these guys. He's not out there. And Bill says, you all want me to develop a rhythm with these guys. They won't let me game plan like I used to. It's not working.
I don't know. Belichick telling us that Brady mispractices during the year, I don't think was an accident.
Certainly,
I mean, it definitely wasn't an accident.
Certainly not an accident.
Yeah. I mean, he wanted that out there. So I my opinion overall on this thing has not really changed. In fact, I told you, I am more convinced than ever that Belichick deep down doesn't want him back.
Okay, so this Josh McDaniels thing, too, is relevant. They're going to show you a tweet there on the NBC Sports Boston simulcast. Jake Trotter, who I'm sorry, I'm not sure exactly who that is, but he's somebody. Josh McDaniels is still in the building. Someone we should be reading.
Covers the Cleveland Browns for ESPN.
Okay, something that obviously had to have been it. Josh McDaniels is still in the building talking with Browns officials. He has been at the practice facility 5 hours and counting. Okay, so you're going to have him fly in on the private jet. You tour you and your wife around the building. You're going to stick around there for 5 hours. You're going to check out all the facilities. And then at the end of it, say, no, I'm good.
You put it past this guy?
Nope.
There's word that Odell Beckham Jr. is there as well. There's photos of his orange SUV at the facility.
This does impact the Brady thing because it's like, again, Brady's going to have to take less to come back. He's going to have to work with receivers that he already doesn't like. Probably some new receivers that he's probably not going to like. Now he's going to have to break in a new offensive coordinator, a whole new offensive staff, frankly, because the receivers coach is gone this year. The offensive coordinator might be gone this year. He lost his receivers coach last year. But who's left? He doesn't really do that much work with Ivan Fiers and Dante Scarnecchia. So he's going to have to break in a new offensive coordinator. I mean, I think this all plays. I think this all plays into to all of it. So we continue the very latest on Josh McDaniels, the very latest from you and Bob Soucy next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sports, Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot, and the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
Felger and Mazz.
I love it.
You were right, Mazz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Kick is off the turf, bounding up the middle. Edelman mishandles it a bit inside the 15. In the final 7 seconds, Julian starts to run to the right side and then carries it to the 25. Ball comes loose. James White throws it back inside the 10. Rex Burkett trying to run it down. Won't be able to cover up, and time has expired on the season for the Patriots. The Tennessee Titans have come into Foxborough and defeated Tom Brady and the Pats 20-13 in this wild card round.
It's time for Hot Sports Takes.
Say hello to my little
with
friend,
Bob Sosa.
Here we go. Smoking Bob Sosa. Here comes Bob Sosie with his hot, hot takes. Sizzling Bob Sosie. Scorching Bob Sosie with his hot, hot takes.
All right, here we go. It's Bob Sosie time for the last time this year. Smoking Bob Sosie.
It may be the sole consolation in the wake of the Patriots' loss to the Titans, that this is the last time I have to listen.
I was really looking forward to doing it on Radio Row again.
Oh, that's always good. It's now time for Hot Sports Takes with Bob Sosie, the voice of the Patriots, brought to you by Coors Light, the official beer of football Sundays. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made for playoff football, made to chill. So let's make this one count. Bob, of all the things you've heard us say this entire week, you probably hate about, I don't know, 90% of them. Give us the overall, the number one dumbest take you've heard this week from Felger and Mess.
The number one dumbest take. Well, I don't think it's just from Felger and Mazz. I'm going to take two things in particular. One is the idea that Bill wants to move on just because Bill wants to move on. And it's tied into, I think, the other one, that Bill wants to win a championship without Tom Brady, prove he can win without Tom Brady. And who knows, perhaps there is truth to that. But I ultimately think that for Bill Belichick, it always comes down to he wants to win. And I believe if, again, assuming that the economics are aligned closely enough, that if he feels Tom Brady is the best quarterback to help them win, then Tom Brady will more likely be a Patriot next year than it will be unlikely that he's a Patriot next year. I don't think we're in a situation, this is a situation, too, that's really comparable in a lot of respects to the one that a lot of people have pointed to reportedly, you know, based on news reports and speculation after the trade of Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy had had 3 years of development in the offense. Jimmy had started a regular season primetime opener against a very good team. The Cardinals kind of fell apart after that loss to the Patriots a bit, but they came close to going to the Super Bowl the previous year, and they had a good defense, and they were picked as a contender to go back to at least the NFC Championship that season. And Jimmy shined on that stage. And then the following week was even better with his performance in the first half.
So you're saying that
the Dolphins,
Jimmy was more ready then than Stidham is now.
Now, I don't know that definitively because we really don't know what Bill's appraisal of Jarrett is or the
rest
of the
coaches. He was farther along than Garoppolo was.
But he was. Yeah. He was a lot farther along. And there was an idea that you could put this kid in that situation and he would be able to handle it. And I don't think that any of us know, other than those people who are on the inside, and it's probably a very, very small circle on the inside, you know, what the true evaluation of Jarrett Stidham is at this point. And I don't see them going out to bring in a veteran who has either failed elsewhere or proven that he's over the hill with another organization or another team. Because I think this team does need help offensively. I think everyone would agree to that. And I think that it's even more important, again, assuming the economics are aligned, for Tom Brady to be back as the Patriots quarterback next year. That's probably more my heart than even my gut talking, but that's the way I look at it.
Bob Sosie, how does the Josh McDaniels story play into this? If he's gone, does it make it less likely Brady comes back? Does he say, now I got to break in another offensive coordinator as well as a receiver, or how would you look at that?
Well, the way I would look at it is he's facing the same prospect in every other opportunity that would be out there for a quarterback, unless, for example, that Josh McDaniels is able to take down Brady to Cleveland to succeed Baker Mayfield for the next year or two. Or at
right,
least
but Bob, that's the point, is that it would be an advantage for the Patriots if he stays. If he leaves, then that advantage is gone.
Well, Tom Brady's – so you're saying that Tom Brady's less likely to stay in Foxborough and work in a new offensive coordinator, work with a new offensive coordinator, than to go to an organization that he doesn't really know that well?
I'm asking. For,
no, I don't really – I don't think the effect is going to be as significant as it might seem on the surface.
Well, but see what Maz is saying – that would be an advantage for the Patriots that they would have lost.
Right.
And now it's all things being equal.
Well, you're saying the advantage. Yeah, well, I think it's closer to all things being equal. But, you know, again, it depends who would the OC that he hires, speaking of Bill, be at that point. What kind of input is Tom going to have if he comes back? What kind of supporting cast will he have around him next year?
Bob, if you were the GM, when you do become an NFL GM, but let me ask you this. Yeah. If you ran the Patriots and you just couldn't come to terms with Tom Brady, he's gone, how would you want them to handle the quarterback position next year? Would you want it to be Stidham? Would you want them to go into the draft? Would you want them to bring another, you know, there's a slew of quarterbacks available in the offseason, big names, smaller names, et cetera. How would you want them to handle the position?
Well, first of all, I don't know what the evaluation of Jarrett Stidham is. I wouldn't rule out drafting a quarterback in this year's draft.
Yeah, I want them to do that.
I think there's a strong likelihood that they may go back there as well, whether you know it is Jarrett Stidham who's the quarterback in 2020, the fall of 2020 or not. To me, you know, I love the Ron Wolf theory on quarterbacks. The Packers drafted them, if not every year, then every couple of years, and Belichick did that in a sense with Jimmy and Jacoby and carry three quarterbacks on his roster for a year. So I don't think that's unprecedented, and I think if Tom's not the quarterback next year, you know, that's part of the equation, but it's also what are you going to put in place around him? Because if it's the same cast or even...
Are you interested in any of the free agent names that are out there?
Andy Dalton?
He's not a free agent even, but I mean...
No, he's got a year left in his deal.
But any quarterback that might be available, does any of them interest you?
Phillip Rivers? What does Phillip Rivers give you that you're not going to have?
So is that a yes or
no?
That's
a no.
I'm asking you.
That's a no. Eli Manning, no.
Is there anyone on the list that interests you?
No.
So you would want them to go with Stidham?
I want them to go with Brady.
I'm saying
if they can work it out.
I'm saying if they can't work it out with Brady, what do you want?
This feels like a vicious circle.
But it's not exclusive to. I mean, look, you have to also look if you're going to put Jarrett Stidham in the situation next year where he is the starter with no meaningful game experience. Other than a handful of appearances,
so you don't want that either.
Duty.
I'm telling you, don't get Brady. No, so no. You have to pick something.
But you better vastly improve the other areas of the offense because you're not going to put. Would you want to put that kid in the situation? If it was me,
got it. Who do you want? Still, why don't you get on him for me? That's right. I see. I now see what you deal with on a daily basis.
Listen, Robert, if you're going to be a man of power and you're going to be a GM, if you are truly going to be Kaiser Sosie.
I didn't even play fantasy football. I tried that for a year.
But again, say if Brady's out of the picture, do you want Stidham and someone they draft or do you want Stidham and someone you sign?
Well, I think you probably would go out and sign a veteran or you feel good enough about Cody Kessler going into camp that he's your backup just in case, and you draft another quarterback. But again, none of you know that's not at the top of my list.
Do you like Tua?
I don't. You know, I like a lot of things about him. I think you'd have to really break it down, and you know, the size issue, the arm strength, all of those things. And the kid wins. The kid had a significant injury too, the hip injury. So you know, what are the medicals on him after? You know, after the combine or when you have a chance to have your own doctors examine him, there would be some trepidation there. But I like him. There's a lot to like about him.
Okay, final question. In your role as GM?
The other thing, too, is you have to have input on the next quarterback, whether it's two or somebody else. What does the offense evolve into? What does Bill envision with the offense? And I think I had mentioned this earlier in the week with Toucher and Rich. This team, I think, has lost 9 of its last 31 games. And of those losses, they're 22-9. Of those losses, 5 of them are to ex-Patriots players and or Patriots coaches. So they've obviously got to, I think, take an even harder look when they self-scout. They always try to change their tendencies from week to week to change things in maybe a more significant way because of the institutional knowledge and what we saw. And I think some of it was exposed in the Titans game. But and then beyond that, the trend of the league, more athletic quarterbacks, movement in the offense at that particular position. So where do you want to take the quarterback position as well?
Okay, that'll answer my question, actually. That's what I was going to ask you. Bob, thanks for your help all this year. Thanks for coming in all this year.
Oh, my pleasure, guys.
It was great. NK.
See you, Robert.
A lot of fun. It's a fascinating time.
The final Robert Soucy interview of the Tom Brady era. Sorry, Bobby. we get back to your phones. What?
I just want to add one more thing.
Quickly, Stu's going to get on
this
here.
Is a dig at my butt. This is a dig at my buddy, Jimmer. You know, you were reading the Giselle Instagram post in her voice. I think it was really directed at all those people out there that don't respect nature, the bumblebee in particular.
Oh, this has nothing to do with my stance on one big bag, Bob. I know you love nature, and I feel for the koalas as well.
I'm going to go meditate right now.
Namaste, Bobby. Here's an update.
I hate recycling.
The very latest on the Joshua Daniels thing, and then we're right back.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm going to tell everyone right now that I believe Tom Brady's coming back to play. This is a guess.
Okay.
I think he's coming back to play. What I saw out of him, not only today, but when I watched him this year, he is not done. He needs help around him. Now, where he's going to play, is it here? Is it that's whatever. I think he's coming back, and I think he's going to be very motivated to possibly show people
this will be a
that at that next stage, he's not done.
Okay, so that was obviously Nance and Romo at the end of that game on Saturday. Everything from the week here on Agenda Free Friday. Again, that really set off this week. Tom Brady watch reaches day 6, 68 days until his contract expires. God, I love it. Here's my Tom Brady thought of the day, Brady watch thought of the day. It occurred to me reading Ben Volen. He inadvertently raised a question within me and a point within me by... He was handicapping Brady's potential landing spots, why he would go, why he wouldn't. And let me just give you a quick sample here of things I picked out. So, Las Vegas Raiders, why he might, why he wouldn't. Part of the answer of why he wouldn't, Volen writes, is that the Raiders also play at Gillette Stadium next season, and Brady may want to avoid that awkwardness. Okay. Doesn't want to play here as a member of the Raiders. Then he gets to the Denver Broncos. Why he wouldn't go to the Broncos. Volen says, the Broncos also play at Gillette Stadium next season, which I think Brady wants to avoid. And I just can't see him finishing his career with one of his top rivals. Sense a trend here. Miami Dolphins. Why he wouldn't go to the Miami Dolphins. Last line, I don't believe Brady would play for one of the Patriots division rivals. Indianapolis Colts. Why he wouldn't. He's not moving to Indianapolis, and he's not playing for his biggest rival for more than a decade. He gets to the Dallas Cowboys, and then he says why he might go to the Dallas Cowboys. He says in his last reason for why he would go to the Cowboys, he says, and the Cowboys don't play the Patriots for the next 3 years. And so there's a clear trend that develops in his thought process there is that Brady wants to avoid the Patriots, and he would choose his location accordingly. Sort of like a team sending a star player to the other conference because they don't want to face him and they don't want him to come back to bite him and just they want him out of their hair. This would be in the inverse, that Brady would stay away from teams that play at Gillette, are in the Patriots' way, are a Patriots rival, that he would want to go NFC and go someplace that doesn't face the Patriots for a while. And I thought, That sounds like Brady. I'm not telling you that's right or not, and I hope Volin's wrong. I've told you.
It's a stupid way to go into free agency.
I pray to the take Lord every day that he goes to the Miami Dolphins, and we get to do this twice a year, Brady versus Bill. Pray on my knees to the take Lord. So I hope Volin's wrong, but I have to admit, that sounds like Brady. He is a non-confrontational mofo.
He has been, but if he plays this thing out and he plays for another team, isn't part of this trying to get back at Bill? Would you want the opportunity to do that?
I want that whole thing. I want to stick it to you. I want to walk into Gillette and shove it down your throat. I want that, and then I want Bill to. I'm going to walk into Miami and shove it down your throat. I want that. That's what we want. The competition and the face to face and the let's go. Let's effing go, Tom. Like, that's what I want. But wait, you want to avoid the whole thing? And I wonder, that sounds like him. For such a competitive guy, and he is non-confrontational. He's that way when it comes to contracts. He's that way when it comes to saying anything critically publicly. He does not want that arena. He'll take the football arena, but he doesn't want that other one. And boy, does that sound like him. I have to go play at Gillette? No, I don't want to do that. And I wonder, is it also, does he worry if it hurts his brand and his standing in New England? Right? Like, he's exalted here. What if he comes in here as a member of the Colts? Does that...
Oh, he'd get cheered.
Okay, are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Murray?
He would.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the other thing
No. Okay, so look. Obviously, he'd get cheered. But would there be even 10% of the fans that sort of peeled off?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, hell, we had 80-20 the other day on the web, right?
So what I'm saying is... So
of course
look,
it would.
So if Tom Brady's support here in New England is now 100%, if he went to the Colts, say it goes down to 80%, 90%, well, he's just lost a million people. If he goes to Miami, maybe it goes down more because you face him twice and now he beats you. If he wears the black hat of the Oakland Raiders, trash organization, I don't know, does he lose some fans and is he worried about that?
Okay, so you know what my answer to that whole thing would be? This would be my answer. Then he doesn't want to play football. He doesn't want to play football. So again, Brady's non-confrontational at contract time with the people he works for. Is he non-confrontational as a football player?
No, that's what I mean. Game time, he's confrontational. But he's not confrontational when it comes to, hell, I mean, how many opposing players has he even called out? Like, he never does it after the game.
No. He never does.
How many chances has he had to go at Terrell Suggs or someone like this? Okay, he never does. On the field, he will.
Okay, but this is my point. If you don't want to play for Indy, and you don't want to play for Miami, and you don't want to play for Oakland, Houston's in the conference, so I don't know. Can you play for Houston? Is that allowed? But my point is, you don't want to play. Then you don't want to play.
So, yeah, I don't know how to answer you. I'm hoping Volin's wrong.
No, and I'm not. I understand. I hope Volin's wrong too. But I
want Brady here in another uniform.
So I want that.
I need that.
I have to believe that. Like, I hear some of that and go, come on. Like, so now the guy's going to make a career decision based on the fact that he doesn't want to play for a team that's going to face the Patriots?
So, I think Volin heard something. Because that's just not, I don't know, because he's pretty adamant about that. All of the places he factors in whether they come here and play or whether they're in the Patriots' way. You know, Eric Mangini is dead to the Patriots because he went to the Jets. If Tom Brady went to the Jets, does he lose fans? I'm not talking about all fans. He still gets cheered.
Oh, yeah. There'll be some jilted X-types.
Does he lose 30% of fans in that case?
Whatever the number is, he loses some. I don't think it's 30%.
And now the reaction becomes mixed, and can he handle that? Like,
he should be able to. Who the hell cares?
He's someone who typically does not want to piss people off in that fashion. I think that if that's Volin's character assessment, I think there's some truth to it.
Well, so again, everything you're spelling out here, to me, is a case for Brady coming back to Foxborough, playing for the Patriots. So that is, I mean, if he is so afraid of coming back here that he wants to, then he'll stay with the Patriots.
God, I hope that's not the case. I hope that's not the case. Let's go. Game on.
But I would say,
go somewhere, come back here and prove everybody wrong. Put it in our face. Put it in Bill's face. Put it in their face. Let's do it.
Of those teams that you rattled off, you didn't say the Chargers.
So they
play the Chargers next year, but I think it's out there.
It is. It's in L.A.
Okay, because they play both L.A. teams out there. Well, we don't know the dates yet, right? It might even be consecutive weeks, but whatever it is. So if it's coming back to Foxborough thing, or is it a Patriot thing?
I can't answer you.
No, I know. I'm thinking out loud. I'm not asking you. I'm asking in Brady's head, what is it? And so there's still, you know, I would say there's still places to play.
What the point is, the thing that I want, which is I'm going to prove you wrong and I want to come in here and shove it right down your throat. That's what I want. Might not be what Brady wants. And I think Volan's fair to it's fair to bring that up. And I would hate that if that's the case. I would hate that if that's the case.
Well, then he should just retire.
Okay, so there's your Brady thought of the day. We'll get to your phones, I promise, but I also just want to spend a little more time on Joe Judge. Yesterday in New York, you got to hear some of this.
This is unbelievable.
This guy. Okay, we're going to do that next. I also have a giveaway for you, something for free. Is it Zach Brown tickets again? Okay, Zach, free Zach Brown tickets next. And as a cherry on top, fresh Fuppets that I've been told you don't want to miss. That's all coming up next.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new Business Hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Maz, 95, the Sports Hub.
Who am I? Well, maybe I can explain that a little bit better, but instead of saying, who am I, by telling you what's relevant in this conversation with being a coach of the New York Giants, what I'm about. And what I'm about is an old school physical mentality, okay? We're going to put a product on the field that the people of this city and region will be proud of because this team will represent this area. We'll play fast. We'll play downhill. We'll play aggressive. We'll punch you in the nose for 60 minutes. We'll play every play like it has a history and a life of its own with a relentless competitive attitude. We'll play fundamentally sound. We will not beat ourselves. That is our mission right here. Okay?
Get a load of this guy. Lighten up, Francis. We will play every play like it has a history and life of its own? What the hell are you talking about?
We're going to punch you in the nose.
He is a hardo.
Seriously.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and a lot of this press conference, a lot of things will punctuate that. Okay.
Okay. But before you go forward, just here's the very latest on Josh McDaniels. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network tweets out, the Browns are committed to their process and taking their time with the coaching search. To that end, no firm decision is expected today, despite Josh McDaniels and his wife being in the building. The coaching search rolls on. You got to be kidding me.
Some people interview poorly. Sounds to me like McDaniels might be one of those guys.
I disagree. I think they're just not announcing it. Firm decision. So it will be announced today. It doesn't mean there hasn't been one made. And I don't know. I think that, you know, I think the owner wants him. This thing is, McDaniels to Cleveland to me felt like the right thing a year ago. I'm stunned they didn't bring him in.
Okay. Meanwhile, Joe Judge. Okay. Yeah, Joe Judge, this hardo. He takes the job yesterday in New York. Get a load of this guy.
Okay.
We're going to play every play. We're going to represent this area. Like, that one is always like, so what do you mean? Like, the meatpacking district? You mean, like, what do you mean, Saks Fifth Avenue? Or do you mean the Bronx? What do you mean? To say represent this area. New York represents every effing thing you could possibly imagine.
Right.
Northern Jersey.
Like, is it, you know,
Bensonhurst.
I'm going to represent the blue-collar values of New York. I mean, is that really what, I mean... Do they have that down in Tribeca and the meatpacking district and on Fifth Avenue? I mean, what are we talking about?
He's my kind of guy. He eats original Ray's pizza.
It's just such cliche fluff.
Oh, God, please. The whole thing was like, it was like a Saturday Night Live skit, if you ask me.
Like, you take over the Pittsburgh Steelers, you might say that. You take over the Cleveland Browns, you say something like that.
Honestly, I don't think you should say it in any team. It's all football cliche. We're going to punch him in the nose.
It's Manhattan's team. But either way, it's like, it's like Gresh did the press conference. Run downhill in an ear hole, and we're going to treat every play like it's a history and a life of its own. One bullcrap football cliche after the next.
It really was. And it went on for 35 minutes with all the questions and everything else. And it's just one, again, football cliche after another. Here is Joe Judge thanking his former players.
I'd also like to thank all the players who ever played under me. They gave everything. That's what I expect. I was very demanding. I'm going to continue to be demanding. But you expect the players to be held to a certain standard. And for all the ones who have played under me to this point, I appreciate your work and your sacrifice to allow me to have this opportunity that I have today, and it's just an opportunity. I have to make the most of it. That starts today.
The only thing missing is him hitting the table, too. I want to thank these players for everything that they did for me and giving me this opportunity.
What's the one you played at 2 o'clock?
Oh, yeah, so this is the one that he comes off as such a used car salesman with this.
I want this team to reflect this area.
Oh, God.
I want the people that pay their hard-earned money in the neighborhoods of New York, North Jersey, South Jersey to come to our games and know that the players on the field play with the same attitude they wake up with every morning. That is blue collar. It's hard work. It's in your face. We're not going to back down from anybody. We're going to come to work every day and grind it out the way they do in their jobs every day. And they can invest their money in our program knowing it's worthwhile. They put a Giants uniform on. They put a Giants hat or jersey on. That it's not representing just the 53 on the field, but it's representing their neighborhoods, their communities, and their families with the values they have instilled in their children.
Man, you corny!
What are you doing?
Right, yeah. So you want your players waking up like some guy in Jersey that roots for the team who wakes up, hates his job, despises his wife, and he's probably still hung over from the night before. Like, what are you even talking about? Want some more? Here's some more choice.
The values they instill in their children.
Please,
seriously,
it.
Talk about a truckload of bullcrap. Holy smokes.
Want a tough love food analogy from them?
My role in New England when I first went there was heavy on personnel. Being a special teams coach, you have to know every player on your team inside and out because you have to know who you can use with a limited menu. It's kind of like when you're hungry, you go to the fridge, and your dad says, figure out a way to make a sandwich. You know what's in there, but you got to find a way because you got to eat, right? So I got to know what everybody does so I can put those ingredients together and get the most out of it.
For example, this year I took a soft rookie in N'Keal Harry, sprinkled in a little uselessness with Jacoby Myers, and then fed Tom Brady a crap sandwich and said, make the best of it.
Okay.
Seriously, he's way over the top.
Jesus.
I mean, like, seriously.
Settle down, dude.
It's like a Saturday Night Live skit, it is.
Want some of the culture?
We're going to run to the left, and we're going to run to the right. We're going to run.
We're going to sail here and a sail here. Here's some of the team culture he's trying to build with the Giants.
The only culture we're going to have in that building, period, is a winning culture. And what that means is everybody comes to work every day, regardless of how they feel, and puts the team first. Period. Whatever you have going on outside the building, you're sick, a little bit of pain, your discomfort, you're upset, you're mad, you put all that aside. You come in, you put the team first. We're going to ask our players at times to do things that necessarily may not be what they have in mind for themselves.
Doesn't matter to me. Your wife found a lump, you show up the next day. You hear me?
This guy.
Can I just say, seriously, this guy's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, let's see how he handled himself at the press conference. I listened to this, and after that, I was like, another failed branch of the Belichick coaching tree.
It's going to be a freaking disaster, a train wreck with this guy.
Okay.
As promised, caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Zac Brown Band on the Roar with the Lions tour coming to Xfinity Center in May. Tickets on sale January 17th through all Ticketmaster outlets. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line wins the freebies. Good luck with that. We've got fresh Fuppets. When this happens, we like to play it twice because it's that good. Hardy puts that much time and effort into it that it's worth two rolls. So we'll give it to you here. You'll see it, I believe, on the NBC Sports Boston simulcast, if you're watching on the simulcast. If not, we're blasting it out on all of our social media stuff, which I have no clue about, but I'm sure it gets taken care of there as well, so you'll get the visual. It still works as an audio piece, as it always does. Here is this week's Fuppets, then you'll hear the top of the hour update with Murray and Chris Gasper standing by, so don't go anywhere.
One of the devices in development is a wearable random number generator, similar to a push password used for secure logins. What are you talking about? What does that mean? Alternatively, the finger system, which I'm a big proponent of, the finger system.
Oh, yeah, I'm big on the fingers.
The finger system could be replaced by an in-ground lights on the mount, visible only to the pitcher. What was that game called? The four.
Oh, Simon.
Yeah. The Simon game.
The panel of lights on them would be on Close Encounters of the Third Kind out
there. Do, 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 do. You can take your wearable random number generator and kiss the underside of my ass.
Think about that. Like, you know, you log on to a site and it says we're going to send a verification code to your phone. So that's what these guys are. Hold on, I got to put my cell phone out. 628-0432. What the f***?
I mean, they've told. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.